This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. It's Monday the 7th of June, I'm Ben Mabley. Takeshi Okada's problems continued on Friday as his Japanese national team lost 2-0 to the Ivory Coast in their final scheduled warm-up game before the World Cup kicks off in South Africa later this week. After a pair of own goals had gifted a 2-1 victory to England in Graz 5 days earlier, Japan's calamitous defence needed just 12 minutes to pick up where it left off. Didier Drogba's free kick first deflected off Shinji Okazaki in the wall, before defender Marcus Tulio Tanaka inadvertently bundled the ball past his own goalkeeper for the second time in 2 games, causing Japan Football Association president Motoaki Inukai to joke that he'll probably end up top scorer in the World Cup. Tanaka and Drogba were involved in another incident just 4 minutes later, when the former's high challenge left the Chelsea striker reeling on the ground with a fractured right forearm. The injury and its potential implications, Drogba underwent emergency surgery in Bern and remains a serious doubt for South Africa, cast a shadow over the rest of the game, but the Ivorians were rarely troubled throughout and doubled their lead when Kolo Touré got a foot to Saka Tiene's crossed free kick 10 minutes from time. Okada suggested before the match that his lineup would closely resemble that which will face Cameroon in Japan's opening Group E match in Bloemfontein next Monday. With no changes to the starting 11 from the England friendly, Eiji Kawashima was given the chance to cement his place as starting goalkeeper ahead of Seigo Narazaki, while Yuki Abe was once again deployed in a defensive midfield role. Against physically imposing opponents, however, Japan once again struggled to regain possession of the ball, and offered little in the way of attacking threat despite a more promising showing at the back after the early own goal. The only real chance of the first half came on 40 minutes, when Keisuke Honda fired narrowly over from 25 yards. Abe and Honda were withdrawn at the interval as Junichi Inamoto and Shunsuke Nakamura made their returns from injury, but the latter's low free kick into the grateful arms of Elephants goalkeeper Boubacar Barry was the closest anyone in a blue shirt came to finding a way through. The defeat marks the first time that Japan have lost 4 consecutive A internationals in 12 years since France 98, when they were also led by current boss Okada. The manager was predictably subdued in his post-match interviews, though insisted that 2 games against top-class opponents in England and the Ivory Coast could only have benefited his side. Japan's backup players were able to win a 45-minute practice match against the Ivorian reserves immediately after the main event, but the solitary goalscorer Kensuke Nagai is only travelling with the squad for support and is not part of the official 23. Press reports this morning suggest that Okada is now looking to organise 1 more warm-up match before the World Cup begins, against a lower-ranked African national side or a local club team. It's now just 4 days until South Africa and Mexico kick off the 2010 World Cup in Soccer City, Johannesburg, and only a week until Japan's first chance to prove the doubters wrong in a tough-looking Group E, alongside Cameroon, Holland and Denmark. Throughout the tournament, the Football Japan Minutecast will be online several times each week with previews and reports of every single Japan game, plus a series of special features direct from Johannesburg as the knockout stages unfold. I'll be back on Sunday with the first of our World Cup episodes, and I hope you'll be joining me then.